Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The St. Elizabeth Agro Enforcement Team has received a major boost with the acquisition of a new 2015 Toyota Hilux pickup to help reduce predator larceny in the parish. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
The fight against predator larceny in the Breadbasket Parish of St. Elizabeth received a major boost recently when a new 2015 Toyota Hilux pickup was handed over to the St. Elizabeth Agro Enforcement Team. The vehicle, valued at $4.9 million, was handed over by BMR Jamaica Wind Limited in a brief ceremony held at the Malvern Police Station and is expected to help reduce predator larceny in over 200 farming communities in the parish.
So with this injection of this new vehicle, we certainly will be able to do some more work on the ground in protecting our farmers and in ensuring that farm predator larceny thefts within the parish is reduced.
Commanding Officer for the Parish of St. Elizabeth, Superintendent Lanford Salmon. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says predator larcenists are becoming more organized in carrying out their activities, so the mobility of the police is important as a response mechanism to the crime.
When they come now, not only do they come with a truck to move your whole herd of goat or your whole herd of cattle or the entire crop, but they also come armed with assault rifles.
He says the acquisition is significant and farmers across the country must be given assistance where possible.
It is good that those who are working hard, those who are committed and passionate about serving, protecting and reassuring the citizens of St. Elizabeth are encouraged and rewarded by being given this important piece of equipment to continue their work. It is important that we give every support to the police in this effort, because if we continue to treat predator larceny how it has been in the past, then we won't be having a very vibrant agricultural sector for very long.
Mr. Bunting says he is confident that the St. Elizabeth Police will make inroads into the organized criminal enterprises that focus on predator theft.
The St. Elizabeth Police, headed by Superintendent Salmon, are also putting a renewed emphasis on this area. And I am confident that they're not only going to disrupt and dismantle the networks, but that they will reverse the negative impact on farmers and their families.
And now for our proverb of the day. Too much sidung broke breeches. And this means idleness leads to wants.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.